European ministers have just agreed on a set of rules, setting out the possibilities for patients in one country getting health treatment in another, with national health services or insurance companies footing the bill. The rules look like they could put extra business the way of low-cost but efficient health services, like that of the Czech Republic. Chris Johnstone reports.
After 2 years of haggling, punctuated by some rulings by the European Union's top court, ministers on Tuesday appeared to have thrashed out a framework setting out how patients in one EU country can get health treatment in another. The deal is founded on the presumption that such cross-border treatment should be open to all patients. But the catch is that a patient's doctor and insurance company must okay such treatment, and it cannot be more expensive than care in the home country. One fundamental concern behind these conditions was the worry that otherwise Europe's ill and ailing might have shopped around for the best and probably most expensive treatment going and bankrupted their already strained domestic healthcare systems. Safeguards are also included to prevent national health systems being swamped or deserted as a result of the changes. Andrei Dostal is a lecturer in health law at Prague's Charles University and a practicing lawyer. He says that the agreement has some pluses and some minuses, with the bad points including a retreat from some of the rights established by previous European Court of Justice or ECJ rulings.
This is a step forward concerning the legal certainty, because so far we have only jurisprudence of the ECJ on this topic, and this is not clear enough for some patients. On the other hand, a recent decision of ministers seems to be quite restrictive compared to the previous proposals of the cross-border healthcare directive in order to make the directive acceptable for all member states. Some of patient rights which were declared by the jurisprudence are sort of restricted.
Mr. Dostal believes that some Czech hospitals have the quality and spare capacity to profit from the new framework without putting at risk local patients. And he points out that Czechs could also benefit.
This improved cross-border possibilities might bring them more income from foreign patients. From the point of view of Czech patients, on the other hand, this will bring the possibility to access some centers or types of healthcare which are not well accessible in our country, especially in border regions.
The final diagnosis of what all this means will have to wait until the European Parliament gets its say on the deal and suggests its own remedies.
That report was by Chris Johnstone.